Welcome to the Poem of the Week. As you know, poems are patient-oriented evidence that matters. Each week, our poem is intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes, and he is joined by InfoPoem's senior editor, Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hello, Michael.
We are going to talk today about, well, to begin with, about false positive tests and mammograms. Just by way of review, a false positive test result is when a person is told their test is positive, but the test is wrong. Surprisingly, this is not a good thing. It can lead to worry and a cascade of additional confirmatory tests, and can even lead to unnecessary treatment with a host of actions and adverse effects from the treatment. Screening tests often have high false positive rates, and mammograms are no exemption. In fact, not only is the chance of a false positive test high the first time, but over time the odds of women having a false positive test increase quite significantly. You're going to talk us through a study. The study comes from the Annals of Internal Medicine, and it seems to address the clinical question of what is the risk of a false positive mammogram with yearly or biennial screening? A very good study, Mark. What did they find?
Yeah, this was a large cohort study. They had 169,000 women, so a huge number of participants, aged 40 to 59, who underwent their first screening mammogram somewhere in the U.S. and then had at least 12 years of follow-up. About 80% of them had their first mammogram before age 50. About half had only a single screening mammogram during a 10-year period, and only 12% had at least five screening mammograms over 10 years. Part of the reason for that is that once someone had a couple of abnormals, then they were put into a case-finding group and were no longer considered to be screening for cancer. And so when they looked at the data, one in six women had a false positive mammogram at the first screening. One in 10 had a false positive at their next mammogram. When the screening began at age 40, 60% had at least one false positive over the next 10 years if they screened annually, and 40% if they screened every other year. So very high risk. About half of women who screen during their 40s will have a false positive. So usually that's just additional imaging, but 7% actually had biopsy as a result of one of these false positives due to screening. So one of these things we have to, again, educate our patients about. You know, people are coming in now and wanting to know, should I get a mammogram in my 40s? And, you know, I think we have to individualize that decision. We have to look at that woman's risk, and there are tools out there like the Gale risk score that we can use. And then, you know, we got to discuss the potential benefits and the potential harms to women. And the harm is mainly from these false positives and biopsies and the inconvenience and worry and, you know, concern that it raises. And, you know, I know even, you know, getting a biopsy, a lot of women feel that they've had a cancer scare or that they survived a cancer somehow. And, you know, it's interesting. In this country, that seems to have less negative impact on decision-making. In other countries where they've looked at it, these cancer scares are viewed much more negatively by women.
Right. You know, it is, correct me if I'm wrong, but my memory of the literature in this area is that even when women engage in the kind of shared decision-making that you're talking about, mm-hmm. At least American women tend to undervalue or perhaps don't value the significance of a false positive. They still would rather be screened, even if they know that there's a 50% chance that they get a false positive, and even if they know that would result in a biopsy, which would result in a needle being inserted into their breast, et cetera, they still feel as though they would rather go through testing than not.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we have to respect the decision of our patients who are in their 40s, and you know, perfectly reasonable, sensible women who look at all the evidence may make different decisions, and you know, we may have our own personal beliefs about it or about the value and about the balance of benefits and harms, but you know, ultimately each woman has to, you know, make that decision on her own.
Right. I mean, getting back to some poems we did in the weeks past, you know, again, it has to do with this issue of marketing. I think that women also grossly overestimate their chance of developing breast cancer. And part of that, I think, is a result of the marketing that that says that 1 in 8 women will develop breast cancer in their life, which is a very strong overestimate. I mean,
yeah, if they all live to age 90, then they
right,
might. Yeah.
Right, exactly. Mark, thanks for going through that. We'll talk with you again next week.
Sounds good.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.